This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm back in Vestmannaeyjar and I'm with the mayor of the town, Íris Robertsdóttir, to talk about something which has been a big problem here as we head into another winter, with a damaged water pipe connecting the mainland of Iceland to the town of Vestmannaeyjar. Íris, thanks very much for your time today.
Nice to see you.
Can we just start by setting out what the problem is? And this goes back to last year. Why is there a problem with the water pipe connecting where we are now with the mainland?
There was an accident. A ship put their anchor in the pipe and damaged it. And the problem is, it wouldn't be a problem normal if it would have been still have the two pipes that were before. Now we only have one pipe, and we've been talking about that for years, that it's not a good thing, because we don't have anything to fall back on if something happens. And it was a very dramatic situation, and we were for months in what we called dangerous states in the Icelandic, with the almannavarnir, I'm not sure.
Civil defense.
Yeah, civil defense. They put us from, there are three states, and they put us onto the middle state. That means it's a great danger that something might go to emergency state. And that was because the time we took to check out the pipe and do everything. And we were very afraid to go into last winter, because if it would have completely broken, we would have to evacuate. And so there's a lot of work that's been going on this winter, like trying to find out the situation of the pipe. We don't know how long the damaged part is still, because the weather this summer hasn't been good for the divers to check it out. But there are two things that are better, and I'm a little bit more comfortable going to this winter than last one. That is, for the first one, we have like containers that can make water out of sea. We have three containers on the island. Two of the big fishing companies have one each. And Laxey, it's a big company, they have like inside their factory, they can have the third container. And Almannavarnir also has one container.
Yeah, I don't know much or anything about desalination, but I guess it's not cheap. This is an expensive process to turn seawater into drinking water.
It is an expensive process because you need, of course, electricity. That's not very cheap. And it's not, each container is like 500 tons per day. And that's not enough to keep everything going here.
No.
But that's enough that we can like stay here.
So as we sit here in September, looking back at the last time you spoke to RÚV about this, which was May, and you said we definitely don't want to go through another winter with this precarious situation. That is what's going to happen, though, isn't
that
it?
That is what's going to happen. But of course, they have done some things with the broken pipe that they think, of course, it's always, if the weather is not going to be very bad and all kinds of that, they think they're going to stabilize it for the winter. But it's not the situation that we had wished for. We wished to be able to get at least, we have the pipe that's go between Vestmannaeyjar and the mainland is a oil pipe. It has to be, it has to wait a lot so we can't get any pipe, because it has to like get in the sand when it's lie there, it should go in the sand, and then it has to be a certain weight, because the sand, it helps us to keep it safe. We had another, it was another kind of pipe they were looking at. We could not get that because it was too light and would be too dangerous to lay, it would be like coming up and stuff. They're going to stabilize this one, and we have the container and the backup, and they're also were looking at, we have a pipe that was in 1968. It's the first line between Vestmannaeyjar and the mainland. And they were trying to connect that back. It wouldn't bring us much water, but it would be able to that. We would not go into a very bad situation if it would go. But it's not good going into the winter. Of course, we couldn't like buy the pipe. It takes 50 to 80 months to get the oil pipe. And we couldn't quite like prepare the old one, because we need a lot of good days, good weather. We need the ship. We need some kind of technology team and stuff like that. It was just we ran out of time, I think.
Yeah.
Or Howard Swater, who was holding up.
We're heading into this winter in a slightly more positive position than maybe you thought back in May, but obviously it's not great. Fingers crossed that this is not going to be a problem. When we get to next year, then, is there then a plan? Also, the people who are responsible for the accident, or the agencies responsible, have they been cooperative in terms of trying to fix this?
No, they have not. And they have not been, I would say, the company who owns the ship, we, as you probably know, we have to take them to court to get the damage for the pipe, because the insurance money, they say they're going to pay us. It's just like at least just one-fourth, one-fifth of the cost. Mm. So if we don't get more money, the cost with the preparing the pipe will go to the people in Vestmannaeyjar. We don't want that.
No.
But it was much more complicated to get the plan to fixing the pipe, and to get the plan to laying the, like we called the emergency pipe. And that's a conversation that we are talking about with the government, because the two pipes, we only need one pipe for water, but we need the extra pipe if anything happens.
Yes.
So that's the emergency pipe. So we think that the government has to take a very big part in the security pipe, emergency pipe.
And is there concern in the town then? Are people worried as they head into the winter?
I don't think people are worried. They are like trying not to think about it, because even though everything has been going on, like we're talking about, the normal people, they don't feel it. They don't feel it on their, the water is coming, the pipe is bringing us enough water. And of course, it's just, if it stays in place, then it's going to be okay. But if the winter and it's going to be hard on the sea and stuff this winter, maybe it's going to be on some move. That's not good.
Okay.
Because on part, it's not longer in the path they put it in, was the best path for. It's sometimes near like the cliffs and stuff, so it can rub on and can damage more. That's a lot of worries. But we, so I close it to answering the question, if the people are worried. I think they have it in the back of the head. It's not a good situation, but on a daily basis, I don't think they're worried.
Okay. Now, we've been making a few recordings here in Vestmannaeyjar over the last few days, and they've been playing out here on Roof English Radio. This is obviously a wonderful town and a wonderful island that people want to visit from the rest of Iceland. So let's just touch on connectivity a little bit, because I know there's an issue with the harbour here. Mm-hmm. And there is also a lot of excitement maybe about the possibility of a tunnel connecting the island to the mainland at some point. Where are we on both of those?
The harbour, we complain every winter that the project isn't finished.
And what is the project?
The project is Landeyjarhöfn. That's a harbour that our ferry, Herjólfur, goes to. And when it's open, it's wonderful. It's 7 trips a day, and it's wonderful as you...
And that's how I came over, yeah.
Yeah, as you came over. But when the harbour, Landeyjarhöfn is closed, we have to go, like, the longer way. It takes more than 3 hours to Þorlákshöfn. And that's not... when you have tried the other one, the tourists are not very fond, and the people in Vestmannaeyjar, they are not very happy when we have to go to Þorlákshöfn.
And that longer crossing, which I've also done... Mm. It feels much longer, doesn't it?
It feels
as if this island is much further away.
Yeah, further away, more difficult. You're more worrying about the weather. Am I going to be seasick and stuff like that? And of course, before 2010, this was the way that most of us came. But it's like when you get new technology or a better service, you don't want to go back.
Yeah.
And that's. But we say to the government and to Vegagerðin, who is responsible for like everything that has to be done with the harbour, that the project isn't finished. They need to do something more to keep the harbour open.
Year round,
because that was the promise that the people got in 2010. It's only going to be about 10 days a year. We're right.
Yeah. It's a lot more than that, isn't it? That you have
but
to use the long
course. As you know, like you came into, the town and the nature and the things that we have here, we have a lot of wonderful things, and almost everybody that come is very impressed, loves to be, because you can do, like I always say, if you wanna see a volcano, a puffin, and a whale, you can do it in 20 minutes.
And the windiest place in Europe. I drove up to Storhovde.
The windiest place in Europe.
Yeah.
And you can go like with Eldfell, who erupted like a little bit over 50 years ago. You can go into the crater and it's and you can put your hand in. You can still feel the warm.
Yeah.
So it is. You can do a lot here. And like you just missed the puffling season.
Just a bit.
When we are saving the pufflings.
Because they think, as I understand it, they see the lights of the town and think that they... Well, what do they think when they see the lights?
Or something. They just fly to the sea. And then they fly to the town and the kids save them.
Yes.
And it's... I used to work in a hotel here, it was Hotel Vestmannaeyjar, and I had the wonderful people from America, and they were completely shocked one day when I came to work at 7 o'clock because... They wanted to talk to me about the cruel parents and what they're doing to their kids because they saw them with the kids during the night running around collecting little puffins for eating.
They didn't know
that they were saving them. So it's so fun to see the story because I don't think there are many places that have that unique situation.
No. What did they say when you told them?
They cried. They thought that was wonderful. But they were so mad about the parents. Yeah. How do they raise their kids? And that's because they didn't know.
It is a great story and probably unique as well, I think. Yeah. Also the possibility of the tunnel to the mainland. When you take the short crossing, and I spotted this again yesterday, you can look over the water on a clear day and think, I could basically swim that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like it's that far. So a tunnel is definitely possible.
It's possible. But it's, of course, it will cost a lot of money. And we think that's still going to be the way we should go. We think it's not going to cost that much money that people are going to say, no, we're not going to do it. And there is a group from the minister that handles this affair. And they were supposed to introduce their findings this summer about finance and like technical things about the tunnels, but it hasn't been published yet. We are waiting for that, and we are hopeful that this is going to be our future way to go around between, because this is not good enough.
No.
But and the further generations are not going to be able to say, hey, we want to go faster and go often and everything. You know how it goes. So we are hoping, and I want to believe that, in 10 to 12 years, we can drive between Vestmannaeyjar
and that would be a positive change for the town and for
Very positive. Of course, we will no longer be an island in that sense. And of course, that will be some challenge. Mm. But that will do so much for us to be able to come and go. And also, because we are talking about the water pipe, the electricity, the internet, we could put this all in the tunnels. The reason that we are worried, we can't only prepare those things, also the electricity, during the summer.
That's a really good point. It's a protected space under the water, isn't it, for all the things we've talked about.
Yeah, for all the things that we have to go over here. So there is everything, when we talk about it, it's everything positive about it. But of course, it's going to cost. We know that. And so we just have to lay the cards on the table and start taking the steps.
Feels like the future is bright.
The future is very bright, of course. You've been here. It's wonderful.
It certainly is. Iris, thanks very much for your time
today.
Iris Roberts-Dottir is the mayor of Vestmannaeyjar. It's RUV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.